or visit Barracuda.com.
From New York, it's not Saturday night, it's Saturday morning, depending on where you are listening. You may be listening on Sunday morning, but it is the Good Day Weekend. I guarantee one thing, you're listening on the weekend to the Good Day Weekend program, now featuring the fine mind of one Phil Lempert, whose food sense and expertise in supermarkets with shopping and food is not to be challenged by anybody on the planet. He's that good. Ladies and gentlemen, take it from me. He's that good. And
Uh-oh.
This you're setting this up in a way for me to, you know.
What?
All these expectations. In fact, you know, when you were saying live, you know, do you remember who used to say live like a big fat speckled bird?
No, I don't remember that.
Gene Shepherd.
Did he?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
My God.
Gene
now,
Shepherd
see,
would always say live is a big fat speckled bird coming your way.
See, Gene Shepherd was one of the greats in the history, the annals of the spoken word format. This guy would be in the top 2-3, and even though he didn't ever do a syndicated program, he was always on in New York on WOR for most of his career, I think.
Yes.
He'd be on late at night, and he would talk, and he would just talk. His ability to paint word pictures far beyond mortal men. He was the Superman of conversation. Wonderful stories. This guy, just wonderful. And unfortunately, a lot of people who are younger never had the opportunity, and even sometimes people around the country, although I think most people knew who he was. He wrote, I think, not as well as he spoke, but he wrote a number of books. I have tapes of him. Somebody got me a whole catalog of tapes of his programs. So you hit a hot button with somebody who really knew how to tell stories.
Yes,
absolutely. Don't you think? I mean, that's really, you grew up in New York listening to the guy.
Exactly. He was great. Both he, from a word standpoint, and then Allison Steele on WNEW-FM.
Yep. With a voice like you wouldn't believe.
Yep. Yeah. From a music standpoint.
Seductress. And she didn't look anything like she sounded, but she could, man, talk about seducing people with your voice. So, hey.
Exactly. But on to the food news.
I've got to
tell you something that I've come under a lot of criticism in the past couple days.
I hope it was something you said here.
No, but I will repeat it here.
Good, so we can have some more criticism.
Exactly.
Yes.
Basically what I've said, and this is probably going to get our phones ringing.
Perfect.
Here, with everything that's going on in Japan, which is a tragedy, which I feel horrible about and so on.
Yeah.
Well, for me, it's a wake-up call for America to get off of cheap food.
Yep.
Because of what's happened there, you know, we are going to be very concerned about foods that come not only from Japan, but obviously from China as well.
Yep.
We're going to see their prices going up. And this is a huge opportunity for U.S. producers, for U.S. retailers to finally wean us off of cheap food.
Yeah. The stabilization process going on over there is something that we're not even getting a good picture. The news media has so made a mess of this, so irresponsible. It's criminal, the kind of bad information. For example, there is on almost every website you can look at, I'm looking at Reuters and AP and MSNBC and Fox and New York Times and LA Times and CBS and ABC and Reuters. Well, anyway. So the only story I can see in all of the webs that I'm looking at the moment is a story about radiation found in the food that's being grown near the plant. That's the only place I see any reference to food. Mm-hmm. And, of course, now Japan is going to have to be, as you've suggested, importing more food. They may go to China, but China may have, I mean, depending on which way the wind blows, there may be some a minor ramification over there, but the Chinese don't need any more help to produce junk food. Here we have the Japanese going to be needing to buy more, and that'll impact the price. But it is, as Phil is saying, the wake-up call here is to have you understand that you buy local, you get better. And that's so you're going to spend a little more money. What are your priorities? Isn't that the question to ask? Phil, when you go on to the Today Show, for example, or The View, or whatever stage you may be on this stage, whenever you write your columns, you are always the ambassador of this philosophy, yet people continue to choose cheap. And we see this week, the longevity statistics, women live longer, men live less longer. The ultimate result is that the average has gone up a little bit, but men who are not choosing proper diets, men perhaps who are alone, I'm not suggesting this is sort of the old tried and true, if you're living with somebody, you have a wife or whatever, you're going to be better off, although a lot of stats prove that as well. But for heaven's sakes, common sense enters into this. Then people tell you they can't afford better food. Well, if you want to die early, I guess that your investment in cheap food is a good investment, huh?
Well, that's part of it. And also I would suggest that if you're eating better food, you're going to eat less of it because it's going to be tastier.
Yeah.
If you just look at fruits and vegetables, when you're buying something that's locally grown, and local doesn't mean around the corner. Local can mean a state away or 250 miles
yeah.
away.
Region.
It's in the ground longer. It's on the vine longer. It's on trees longer. And that means more flavor and more nutrition. This is not rocket science.
No, it really isn't. It's common sense. Trust your instincts. I was going to say trust your gut, but some of you have, some people have their guts too big, and they obviously haven't trusted their gut because they've been eating the wrong things. And it may sound harsh, and it may sound like I'm being cruel or being a jerk, but we're really interested, as Ken Kronhaus, my other partner on the Weekend Stuff, says, we can't afford to lose any listeners. So.
No, and also, you know, everybody talks about the healthcare situation and so on.
Yeah.
You know, the amount of money that has to go into healthcare because of obesity with diabetes and heart disease and cancers and so on is enormous.
Yeah.
You know, that's how we cure the healthcare problem, is making our folks healthier so they need less health care. I mean, again, not rocket science, and I know it's hard. I know we have listeners out there that saying, oh, yeah, you know, it's fine for you to say and so on, but it's not. It's about eating less. That's the first step.
Yep.
Eat less, and if you want to eat less, you've got to eat better quality so it tastes like something, so you don't just feel like, you know, you just scarf it down as quickly as you can.
And one of our favorite ways to do that is to have you enjoy the simple joy of eggs, the perfectly scrambled egg, the hard-boiled egg, maybe the fried egg, maybe putting eggs into various things. There are lots of different cafes now that are providing eggs. If you go out to eat, there are all kinds of different ways of having eggs prepared. This is one of the simplest yet most widely used foods that are on the planet.
Absolutely. And if you are going to fry it, again, to Doug's point, make sure you use a product like Pam versus like a lot of butter and so on.
Or olive oil or some coconut oil.
Not coconut oil.
You don't
think so?
I'm not a
fan. No.
Okay.
Palm oils are clogging up your arteries.
All right.
And eggs are not. You know, eggs, it was just a new research report that came out that showed eggs had 14% less cholesterol than they did just a couple years ago.
Yep.
And again, it's because of the feed that the chickens are getting and so on. And, you know, it's the most important meal of the day, and a breakfast or lunch or dinner that contains eggs helps you to stay full longer, keeps you energized, and eggs are a great source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals for 70 calories, and an average of just 15 cents each. Eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. So from America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. So take a trip around the world without ever leaving your kitchen. Just visit the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, the home of the incredible edible egg.
You'll love the local. Get the local eggs. As Phil says, whatever is close by regionally, they're going to be the ones that you love. And I think one of the things that you and I had lunch the other day at a neat restaurant in Santa Monica, and I was thinking about going across the street. There's a diner there that my son and I love to frequent. Places like that where you go to have a Sunday morning breakfast. This is at the Weekends. Scrambled eggs or some kind. I had a frittata there the other day.
Okay.
But they all use eggs, and you cook them the way you want them. I like them well done, and they are. They're just, we cannot overstate how good these are and how good they are for you. And there's all kinds of ways. My God, the sky's the limit in terms of how you use them and how, you know, how they can be applied not only to have them eaten by themselves, but all kinds of other combinations of things that you need good eggs for. So you need to remember about the incredible edible egg. Phil and Doug will meet Kay Logston, who's the editor at the Food Channel, focusing on breakfast trends this year. That's coming up next year on Good Day Weekend with Phil Lemper, the supermarket guru.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes. Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
Spring is finally here, so hurry into the PetSmart Everything Spring Sale. You'll save up to 25% on over 1,000 items when you use your PetPerks card. Save $3 on all varieties of Beneful dog food in 31.1-pound bags. All varieties of Arm & Hammer cat litter in 31-pound bonus boxes are $9.99. And save 20% on all waste pickup bags, dispensers, and scoops. Right now, only at PetSmart. We love to see healthy, happy pets. While supplies last, sale ends March 27th.
800-510-8255. Good Day Weekend Program. Phil Lempert is here. I'm Doug Steffen. What is the worst food combination you can think of? 800-510-8255 for the best worst
food. The best
food,
worst.
The best worst.
From a taste standpoint, a health standpoint.
Well, I came up with hamburgers and whipped cream.
Right? That's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's horrible.
But it depends. If you do some flavored whipped creams.
Yeah.
I mean, there's now like chocolate whipped cream. And
chocolate
so
whipped cream on hamburgers. That sounds great, Phil.
No, it doesn't sound great.
What?
It's not as bad as... I don't know. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay, well, ice cream on hamburgers. Anyway, the worst food combination you've ever experienced or you can think of will entitle you to a swell Phil Food Prize at 800-510-8255. Worst food combination you can think of. Call us.
My name's John, and I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendabite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendabite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendabite.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Food combinations you could think of. We'll sprinkle examples through the hour, and then Phil will decide which one is the best of the worst.
Oh, you're not going to put this all on me.
I am. Well, Peter Trahan can help us with that. He's pretty good. Folks back in the studio. The worst food combination you can think of, 800-510-8255. Brian is in Tumwater, Washington. Hi, Brian. Welcome to Good Day Weekend program. Say hi to Phil.
Hi, Phil. Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
what I had was a pickled herring and a vanilla milkshake, and it was terrible when you burped it.
When you burped it?
Pickled
herring and a vanilla milkshake. I would say that would be pretty bad.
So what?
Now you didn't mix them together, right? You just ate them at the same time.
Well, I was at a friend's house, and he said, "Hey, try this. This is really good." And he shoved the pickled herring in my mouth. And then I had to grab something to wash it down with, and I was drinking a milkshake, and I chugged the milkshake with it, and it was a very lumpy milkshake.
I think so. Okay, well, so far you're the most disgusting.
You are. So far is the first entry. Thank you, Brian. 800-510-8255. Kay Logston is the editor at the Food Channel. And they have thefoodchannel.com, Phil, has predicted what the top 10 breakfast trends will be for this year. Ms. Logston, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
What's the worst food combination you ever experienced?
Oh, there's a challenge for a food editor. One of the most interesting was the octopus and spaghetti. There were just too many tentacles there to make it appealing.
No. That is a delicacy in Italy, Doug. Come
is
on.
It? With the tentacles, not, yes. What did you say they were? They cooked or not cooked, Kay?
It was cooked.
Was it?
It was definitely edible. It was definitely memorable.
Octopus and what else?
Octopus spaghetti. And spaghetti.
Spaghetti. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah, that was in Japan.
All right, let's get to the matter at hand, Phil.
Okay. Breakfast. Now, Kay, when we take a look at trends, we're seeing breakfast becoming more important during the entire day. We're seeing more people having breakfast meetings, business meetings over breakfast, partially because of cost. A lot of hotels have really ramped up their breakfast offerings. What do you see, and how did you come to see these kinds of trends? So first up, I guess, what do you think is the biggest trend for 2011 when it comes to breakfast?
Okay, a lot of challenging questions there. I mean, the biggest trend that we see is how everybody's picking up on oatmeal. And, of course, trends are based on evidence that's already there, but then we predict that this is going to continue or grow larger. And so we're seeing oatmeal show up everywhere. And, of course, that's probably a good thing from a health perspective.
Hold on. Before we go on, when we look at oatmeal, probably one of the biggest boosts to oatmeal, but I'm not sure from a health standpoint, was when McDonald's introduced oatmeal. But they've also come under a lot of criticism because their oatmeal is full of sugars and everything else except oatmeal. So do you see, you know, pure oatmeal being the trend or these pseudo oatmeal breakfasts?
Good question. People are not interested in giving up on their flavor, and so of course adding brown sugar and cream adds to the flavor. You can get that at McDonald's without having them add those components. They don't come mixed into it automatically. So people can make their choices just like always.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're not going to predict whether or not it's going to be the pure oatmeal or the junk oatmeal, but
no, I'll tell you, it's the junk oatmeal.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Oatmeal by any other name is oatmeal, though, isn't it, huh? One way or the other.
When you consider the alternative,
yeah.
You know, is it going to be that calorie-laden biscuit, or is it going to be oatmeal? Then you're probably still ahead of the game.
Or Choco Lotties or whatever they have, Captain Creep, or these, you know, even the old standby Frosted Flakes.
Well,
those things.
No, they're talking about getting rid of Captain Crunch in them.
Really? But doesn't it because he's offensive to the Irish? Isn't that why they're going to get rid of him?
No.
That was the problem this week. All right, what's the next item?
Well, you mentioned chocolate, and, of course, chocolate for breakfast is a huge trend. Now, some people grew up with chocolate for breakfast, so they may go, what's trendy about that? I've been eating, you know, my Cocoa Puffs for years. But we're seeing more and more people in a sophisticated nature have their chocolate for breakfast, whether
and
it's
also
cocoa or...
Let's not forget, Kay, that, you know, Cocoa Puffs doesn't have any chocolate in it.
Yeah, good point.
Or Count Chocula or any of those. They don't have chocolate. They're brown. They have chocolate flavor in them.
The only way you can get away with sounding credible is because of what you do for a living. When you're talking to a guy at your age talking about that cereal the way you just did, you should be ashamed. Anybody other than you, who has this food expertise, talking about that with as much knowledge, should sounding as authoritative as you did about that, should be ashamed of themselves. All right. So having said that, Kay, hold on a minute. We're going to get to all of these. Meanwhile, I want to get a couple more suggestions in here as to the worst combination of foods you can think of. Stephanie is in Rose Hill, North Carolina. Stephanie, say hi to Phil.
Hi. How are you?
We're all right.
Good, Stephanie, what's your strangest food combination?
I have to admit, I have not been brave enough to try it, but a hamburger sandwich between two donuts.
Forbidden donut.
That's yes, that's something that they start.
Jelly donuts or just plain donuts?
Yeah.
Now these were just plain donuts when the hot light comes on.
But can you imagine jelly donuts with a hamburger between them? All right, Stephanie.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads. They're hype and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing. And our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body. Losing weight. More energy and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent.
You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to CollapseProof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Weekend. 33 after the hour now, 27 before the new hour. You're listening to the Good Day Weekend program. Phil Lempert is here, who edits the supermarket news. He's the supermarket guru. Phil's Food Sense is television programming on PBS, not affected by the cutbacks.
Yeah, isn't that amazing to me when you think of what they did to NPR?
Well, it's just it's become political football as much as...
It's disgusting.
And the elements of what the merits are, a whole different thing. The merits, as usual, get lost in the politics of it. So you have, you don't really know what the real reason is or what the real issue is. It all gets blasted by political talking heads and their foolishness. So anyway... Meanwhile, back at the ranch, 800-510-8255. We're talking about breakfast trends with Kay Logston, an editor at the Food Channel. We're also taking your suggestions on the worst food combinations you can think of. Robert listens to WTTF in Tiffin, Ohio. Robert, what's your combo?
I love potato salad, and sometimes I try ham in it. But baby, beef liver and potato salad is no good.
How is it not? I mean, it just doesn't taste good, or what is it? What does it do?
No, it makes it taste like cotton.
Really?
Cotton.
I love liver and onion.
How do you know what cotton is?
Oh, it's very, very dry, and it just has a very bad bland taste to it.
So you're not walking around chewing on people's T-shirts or anything?
No.
Okay, just checking.
Just to compare, we want to know what the comparison is. All right, Robert, thanks for your input. We're going to decide, if you're just joining us, we're asking people sprinkled here among our other conversations, as usual, for a Phil food package. The week's question has to do with what combinations of food you can think of that are horrible. And there have been some pretty good ones so far. Octopus and spaghetti. Pickled herring and vanilla milkshake, hamburger and donuts, yucca. So you can follow through with your own suggestion at 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, Kay Logston from the Food Channel is here. We're discussing the top 10 breakfast trends. So far, oatmeal and chocolate in various ways for breakfast. All right, let's go from there, Phil.
So, Kay, number three.
Number three is about fast food. So that's the whole idea, that all the fast food companies are adding breakfast to their menu.
If you look at the Egg McMuffin, and I'm not sure what Burger King has called, they've had that for a while, and it's been hugely successful for them, right?
It has indeed, and that's why all the others are looking at it.
And when we look at profitability, is that the reason, or why does McDonald's, you know, put so much power behind the Egg McMuffin?
Well, you know, I can't speak for them, but I do know that that when you look at all the day parts, people are eating breakfast more frequently, and so there's a big market for fast food to tap into. You grab that and go.
Now, do you see that they're going to expand products, again, like the Egg McMuffin, beyond just breakfast? Because one of the annoyances that I have, and Doug does a lot of traveling, I do a lot of traveling, and sometimes you don't have a choice. You go to a fast food restaurant, you walk in there, and there's this hard line between the foods that they serve as breakfast and lunch and the rest of the day. And sometimes you just want to have either an Egg McMuffin in the afternoon or a cheeseburger in the morning. Do you see that barrier being broken, or they're still going to keep to very specific foods for very different meal occasions?
You know, it's interesting how many times I see a tweet where somebody at 10:30 says, "I can't believe I can't get my Egg McMuffin." And people want breakfast all day. That actually ties into trend number 8, where people are wanting to have breakfast at various times.
Well, but let's go back to number 4 then.
Okay, number 4. Yeah. Number 4 is about hot coffee. And when we say we're talking more about haute cuisine kind of coffee, and so you may not be able to, in today's economy, buy that $4 or $5 cup of coffee, but you can try to make it at home. So people are buying expensive coffee makers and figure they'll get that back over a period of years, and they're making it at home.
See, now Doug is not a coffee drinker. I am. But I think one of the most game-changing devices, if you would, or machines, has been the Keurig machine. And whether it be Keurig or Tassimo, you know, let's lump them all together.
Right.
But I agree with you, and I think that what we've seen is really the beginnings, if you would, of a very different trend that Keurig started, that we're going to have these machines that you put something in and get something out of very simply and very customized. I mean, Keurig, I'm not sure how many different products they have now, but it's well over 100 different varieties of coffees that you can get. So everybody has their own custom coffee, if you will.
Yeah, it very much fits into a do-it-yourself society where we are willing to learn how to do things in order to have them our way.
Now, Doug is going to love number 5. Number 5.
Yeah, this we call it ethnic invasion, and it's all about the global influences that have come into the morning meal. And so you're having tacos for breakfast.
Right.
And even if you look at, you know, Japan, for example, we were talking about Japanese cuisine earlier in the program, but you go to some restaurants to cater to Japanese business people, their whole breakfast buffet, if you would, is altogether different than ours. Do you think that we're going to get really interesting breakfast foods, or it's just going to be, you know, eating things like tacos and burritos for breakfast?
No, I think you're getting more interesting foods already. You know, whether we're ready to have our rice and seaweed for breakfast is a debatable issue. But certainly people have opened up to the more interesting flavors. And a lot of them are indeed from with the Hispanic influence. So you go to a restaurant like Shoko in Chicago where it's not just a taco for breakfast, but it's, you know, it's something. You get this amazing churro and hot chocolate. You get this amazing torta that's been wood-fired. And so there's new flavors that are coming into the market.
All right. Okay, so number 6.
Number 6 is about your beverage choice, and that's the whole idea. We can talk coffee till we're, you know, fully caffeinated, but there are other breakfast choices now. More and more breakfast restaurants are doing juice combinations. So you don't just get orange juice, you get strawberry orange juice, or it may have 3 or 4 different flavors mixed into it. There's all kinds of smoothies for breakfast, all kinds of different milks that are being offered.
Now, about 20 years ago, or even longer, Doug likes to date me so everybody thinks that I'm like, you know,
as old as me.
But about 20 years ago, I wrote a column called Bubbles for Breakfast. And this is where we start to see a huge trend in fast food restaurants, in particular McDonald's and Burger King, that people were ordering soda with breakfast. Is that a trend that you're seeing and still continuing?
You know, we really aren't seeing that the growth in soda. We're seeing people grabbing soda substitutes more and more. And
no, but I'm talking about for breakfast.
Yeah.
Not soda in general. We know soda sales are down, but just for breakfast.
I don't think that's changed any. People have been grabbing their Diet Coke for breakfast for many, many years. And,
yes.
And with different flavors available now, they're tending, just because they're not coffee drinkers, they're tending to go with something different even than soda. Because there's so many more options out there now.
Gotcha.
All right, let's move through. This next one is a buzz and a half. I had pizza last night for dinner, and I was trying to think of having, but a lot of people say pizza for breakfast, cold pizza for breakfast is yummy.
Well, but no, Doug, it doesn't have to be just normal pizza. You've got pizza with eggs on it.
Yeah.
Look at what Jamie Oliver did, you know, with lunch pizza.
Yeah.
Did Food Revolution and so on.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got tickled. You know, the new iPad newspaper, the Daily, picked up the trends, and the two they centered on were chocolate for breakfast and hot pizza in the morning, and they said it's going to be a good year.
Yeah.
So people are used
that's
to
right. That could be one of our combinations is really, I mean, you talk about worst food combinations, chocolate and pizza for breakfast. You.
Oh, I don't know. Have you never had a chocolate pizza? They can be pretty good.
Oh.
Let's keep going.
Well, yeah, pizza is, and it's hot pizza, so it is pizza with eggs on it, or an egg and bacon pizza, or whatever, yeah. So it's a different twist. It's not that cold pizza that sat out all night, please.
Right. Yeah. All right, so
let's do the next three real quick.
Number eight, we covered a little bit. That's breakfast all day long. Number nine is what we call the breakfast two-step. It's this habit people have of grabbing a yogurt or something as they head out the door, and then they pick up a muffin on the way and eat it at their desk. So they're eating breakfast in two parts.
Okay.
Don't ask me why. It's more like we extend that breakfast experience, or we don't have time to sit down and have a real meal, but we feel like that wasn't enough, so I'm going to have a little bit more. We're not really sure why, but we're seeing more and more people eat twice.
And now we need a drum roll for number 10.
Yeah, you're going to love this one. Number 10 is all about eggs. Eggs have made a big comeback. Part of it's because of that new report you mentioned earlier where the cholesterol has been deemed to be lower than people originally thought. It's that eggs are so versatile. But eggs are making a big comeback.
And also from an affordability standpoint.
And they're just you can just do so much with them, and they're delicious.
Yeah.
They fill you up, and there's a real sense to number 10, and probably it should be a little higher in the trends list.
The incredible edible egg. All right, there they are, the top 10 breakfast trends according to the Food Channel. You can get the info at foodchannel.com. Our thanks to Kay Logsdon, an editor at the Food Channel, for going through the list with us. Thanks very much, Kay.
Well, thanks. It's been a pleasure.
Good to have you here. Our pleasure. 800-510-8255. More worst food combinations. John is in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, listening to WAYY. All right, so, John, what's your combo?
Well, we're pretty big on fruit, and my wife likes to cut up, you know, everything from cantaloupes and pineapple, usually pretty darn good. And I was sitting eating probably the best piece of sweet pineapple I've ever had in my life, and I just happened to have a glass of milk I was drinking, and I washed it down with some milk, and it was just absolutely one of the worst tastes I've ever experienced in my life. It ruined a beautiful piece of fruit, and I was like, to this day, I almost kind of like don't like pineapple anymore.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, because pineapple ice cream is actually pretty good.
Try a piece of
pineapple.
You'll cringe and look in the mirror when you're doing it.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Try that one. I'm not going to.
Cut that one down. Pineapple and milk. John, thank you for your suggestion. We'll see who wins the Phil Food Prize Package at the end of the hour. Here's Catherine in Salt Lake City, who's called 800-510-8255 with her worst food combination experience. All right, Catherine, go ahead.
Well, everybody's had mustard hot dogs with a milkshake, and I think that that's pretty common to like that together. You get it at a fast food drive-in kind of thing. But when I was very young and having my first child, I've always loved mustard, never ketchup, just mustard. So I went from wanting mustard over as a layer over vanilla ice cream, just that combination. And I think about that now, and it's pretty yucky. But like I say, you'll eat a hot dog with milkshake.
That mustard. In fact, when I was a kid, I went through this phase. I remember it very clearly. I went through a phase where school lunch for me was just mustard on rye bread. That was it. And finally they told my mother.
And then, there's the whole thing. It was food like ketchup. Remember when the Reagan years, we all laugh about this now, that ketchup was considered a food or a vegetable or something. Mustard counted
as one serving a day.
Yeah, right, exactly. Mustard and ketchup together, two meals in one. All right, well, ketchup on a vanilla ice cream, a dish of vanilla, that'd be pretty awful, too. Yeah. All right, Catherine, we've taken your call.
How about Russian dressing?
Any of that stuff over ice cream is terrible. Okay, your suggestions continue at 800-510-8255. In a minute, we're going to meet Pamela Gusto-Sorrells, who's the founder of Pamela's Products. And this, for those of you who are gluten-free fans, what did you say, Phil?
Great products.
All right, so gluten-free in the focus as we continue, and your calls as well at 800-510-8255. A good day weekend. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, on the air.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
So, Lisa, mucus, what brings you to counseling?
Sinus congestion.
And she blames me.
You are mucus.
Well, did you ever think it's swelling due to nasal inflammation?
I assume.
Yeah, there she goes.
Mucus, please. It's more constructive to offer a solution.
Okay. New Advil Congestion Relief. It treats the real problem of sinus congestion with the strength of Advil and an effective decongestant.
Everyone feel better?
Much.
New Advil Congestion Relief. The right sinus medicine for the real problem. Use as directed.
According to the IRS, more than 200 million returns were filed in 2009, with even more expected this year. Need a head start on yours? Here are some quick and easy tips. Gather all paperwork in one place for easy access. Itemize to maximize your deduction. Don't wait until the last minute. And be aware of new tax law changes that can help expedite your filing process. Professor John Ray of Strayer University tells us more.
Several tax breaks were phased out after 2009. Including the unemployment exclusion, taxes on new car purchases, and disaster losses that non-itemizers could use to lower their tax bill in 2009. On the plus side, the deduction for state and local sales taxes, deductions for student tuition and fees up to $4,000, and for teachers' classroom expenses up to $250 were renewed for 2010.
For more information on tax rule revisions, visit IRS.gov. And for information on Strayer University, visit strayer.edu.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Ken says spinach and chocolate pudding. How's that for a comment?
I think that would be pretty disgusting.
Pretty bad.
Now, is it cooked spinach? Spinach from a can? Or raw spinach? Raw spinach would not be that bad in chocolate.
The chocolate pudding. All right. So, Chuck, in Palm Springs, what's your suggestion for the worst combination of food?
Doug, you, after all of these years, brought out the worst in me. I thought I would bury this forever as a child growing up. But my family's originally from Texas, Belton, Texas, and my mom used to fix scrambled eggs, calf's brain, with the little juice coming off of anchovies. With scallion.
By the way, do you know the Parker Hotel in Palm Springs?
Oh, very famous. I'm about 5 minutes from the Parker's Hotel.
Okay. So what they just started, in fact, Doug and I were talking about this in Norma's, which is their, casual restaurant. You can now go there and for dinner make your own pie. It's got a 3-inch diameter pie. You add the toppings to it, the fruit filling and everything else, and then they put it in a blender and you drink it.
And
they're doing phenomenal with it.
Good for them.
Yeah, good for them. All right, Chuck, you're in the running, as is everybody else. No, we're not going there. You get to bring me there sometime for lunch, but I'm not going to eat that. 800-510-8255. Focus on gluten-free food. Coming up here, 51 After on Good Day Weekend with Phil.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need My Pillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, My Pillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. My Pillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. My Pillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. My Pillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Bye.
All right, 53 After, Doug Steffen and the Good Day program with Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru. A couple of more suggestions here as to, you know what, I think we ought to get to Pamela, because I want to make sure has time to help us understand her products. Pamela Gustos Sorels, and Phil says, Pamela, that your products are Pluperfect. Pamela's Pluperfect products, how's that?
Well, they're pretty darn good.
Well, that's a good
thing. They're very good, and I think if you look at one of the hottest trends, obviously, in supermarkets these days are gluten-free.
Yep.
And Pamela has started this gluten-free challenge kicking off in just a couple weeks from now. So first of all, Pamela, tell us about what gluten-free really means, and then tell us about this challenge.
Okay, well, there are people that have a disease called celiac brew. And what this is that gluten intolerance...
For your information, Pamela, I'm one of them. I have celiac.
Oh, great.
So I'm very interested in this from all of the right angles. And I have a little... I have a retail dairy store on a dairy farm that I own. And I want to get this sort of thing in the dairy store as well, because people are always coming in asking about it, because it has become a really big problem. And the identity of it is hard to, first of all, establish. But secondly, finding this stuff is very difficult. Finding really authentic gluten-free food
is
very difficult.
Good tasting.
Yeah, right. Excuse me. So go
ahead. Exactly. Because you're needing to make foods that are gluten-free, because someone with celiac or gluten intolerance, gluten is toxic to your system. So when you eat it, it stops the absorption of minerals and vitamins in the foods that you're eating, and your body becomes malnourished. So it's really important for your health and your life in order to that you eat gluten-free foods for a lifetime. So finding gluten-free products is becoming easier and easier. There are a lot of companies coming out with products now, and Pamela's has been on the market for 23 years. You do have to, there technically it is a little more difficult to make gluten-free products because you're not able to use wheat flour,
right,
which has a lot of binding properties and elasticity. you can find the products now available in grocery stores and health food stores and online, so that has become easier. But someone with celiac or gluten intolerance does need to eat gluten-free all the time. And with our new gluten-free challenge, what we want to do is encourage people to all eat together at the same table so that people who are not gluten-free are experiencing the same things. They're going to see that the foods are wonderful, delicious, there are all kinds of recipes, and that it's real food. It just happens to be gluten-free.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, when we talk about food allergies, and mm-hmm. this is a rising problem, I think, Pamela, you've hit on something that's very important, that it's not about the person that has a food allergy, whatever it is, whether it's to gluten or anything else, that feels like the outsider. But if we can
right.
all, you know, incorporate this in our diet and everybody that's eating together, everybody's going to win because, frankly, we're seeing a lot of people eating gluten-free just from a health standpoint, not from an allergy standpoint.
Yes, that's very true. In fact, when people were all on that low-carb diet, many people were actually eating a gluten-free diet without realizing it. And so it is concentrating more on the proteins and vegetables and fruits and also using alternative grains, corn, potato,
rice. You know, there's some great rice noodles out there now.
Pamela, in the interest of time, we've got about a minute left here. Tell us about the challenge and how people can participate.
Great. Well, the challenge is the weekend of May 21st and 22nd. And if you sign up for it 30 days in advance, every day we're going to be sending you wonderful, helpful tips and recipes to help make that weekend very successful. And we encourage people to all sit around the same table and eat the same meal. There are restaurants that have gluten-free menus nowadays. It's just about people understanding that this is not some oddball diet, but it is just real food. It just happens to be minus the gluten.
All right, so do we go to
May 21st, 22nd?
All right, PamelasProducts.com has the information at it.
Yes, also GoGFChallenge.com where you can sign up for the challenge. And again, looking for foods that are gluten-free in your stores, restaurants that have gluten-free menus. Again, we want everyone to eat and enjoy their foods together, to bring people together around the table.
Good idea. Congratulations on the good work, and good luck with this event. People signing up for it, PamelasProducts.com. You can probably go to gluten.net, find out some information. All right, we got to find a winner quickly of all of the people, Robert and Brian and Chuck and Stephanie and Ken and Catherine. All right, which one is the worst?
Eggs and brains.
Eggs and brains. Chuck, call us back for Phil's food prize. A Chuck with the calf's brains and the eggs. Ugh. All right, that's it. Wrap it up and take it with you. SupermarketGuru.com. Phil Lempert here on Good Day.